hearing that, aren't you? Real quiet. There's something going on? Even the crickets are starting to get afraid, getting afeared, getting scared. Interrupting the current neo-coronial cricketism to bring you Behind the Woodshed. This is Cricketude Busting episode BTWRLM401. And as Moose Girl said in the chat, Merry X-Mask. Let's hope so. Let's cut those things out, but we're going to have to do it a certain way. I don't know if people appreciate this. I don't know if people appreciate what we're actually up against and how what it's going to take. And I think, I don't know, I still keep looking around, looking for people who have better ideas than me, and I'm not finding it. It's not because I'm not looking, because we need an answer quick for people. People want to tend to do the wrong thing or not do anything. And they think that just indignantly resisting is going to be enough. Resist is not enough. You've got to completely reject this. Protest isn't doing it. Rejection is what you start working with, and then there's a certain way to go about that. And I would have to say, if you want to move through this valley of the shadow of death in peace, and may come out in peace on the other end with an awareness of how we did that. We have that in our hands. It's really, really encouraging in a way to see this. We have this to do for ourselves. And the COVID gave us the opportunity, as I've been saying, all year, completely all year. And so you be the storm for you, folks. You have to bring it forward. I've offered quite a bit of options. A lot of people don't like it because it's like, oh, it's legal. Well, it's what we're down to. It's because we didn't keep them at bay before, and now they've got you back to where you better make a real good record, as I've been talking, and then more specifically last week. This broadcast may be titled "Your Accessories to Criminalism." Criminalism. This comes up again now. It's coming all back with this Santa Klaus Schwab Genghis Khan guy coming on with the World Economic Foundation, that stakeholders are coming back into the vernacular, as I've talked about for a long time. So don't think we're going too far from this implementation that's been going on since I've been broadcasting. What got me involved in trying to work through how do we stop it, which got me into thinking that the mining district could work, and it did, because we were able to be given a power in the law. Again, in that black and white, that no one can defeat, because it sits there as black and white. They can't change that. They can't take that from you. They can try and wrest it from you, but they can't get it, and if you don't let them. And this is the part about the rejection. You don't protest that they're attacking. You reject them, and then you put them in their place. And that takes a certain methodology. So what's come on to us is, I've been looking kind of, part of this I have to laugh at a bit, but it's so important, it's so serious what we're facing. Whatever excuse anybody might give to tolerate it some more, it occurred to me that the idea of the War of the Worlds, H.G. Wells, War of the Worlds, that entertainment, that play that people believed, well, the world just, the whole earth just fell for a War of the Worlds performance, again, relative to COVID. And so this is really a fascinating look. It's kind of funny. We laugh at those people, but we don't understand that that's just happened to us. And we become the accessories to the criminalism that did that. It's the stakeholderism you're going to find out here coming up. But this is all also being driven. It's riding on an authority that kind of goes away from, that people don't quite see, that I've been watching for a long, long time. That I haven't found a way to avoid. It's there. This power is there. And it's gaining more and more authority. And if you're on the, you think you're underneath its authority and its control or this protection, you don't realize that you're being, you're a prisoner. And it gets bigger and bigger. And you think that you're, in this case, the United States of America, complete dominion and power to control everything. I suppose for that state, not you, but that state, it's all powerful and important. But when it turns its gaze on you, you might want to reconsider what you're thinking. That interesting what popped up within this idea of War of the Worlds, the idea that the whole world got played, just like H.G. Wells played the radio listeners back when. And everyone doesn't, you might laugh at them, but it all happened to the world. So don't think we're all beyond it. As I told you, people don't know themselves better as well as someone else knows them, and they're being played, and they're being duped, and they're easily played and duped, and they're worked on for a long time, and they don't realize they can drop their principles. If I had any, I'm not to say this, but I know people are going to reject it, but if you don't have a principle you live by and hold jealously to that, and this, we start talking more, not religion in the sense of an organization, but a real solid belief system that you go to principles to work on, you likely are not going to survive this. And that's going to be important. You need to find a jurisdiction, a different state, a different dimension that you exist in. And I've told you this forever, how this works. You just can't say, I don't belong there. You have to develop where you are that is a chasm and separated from those that oppress you. And we're going to touch a little bit about that with this War of the Worlds. The whole world was getting invaded by aliens, and then right up in the news comes now a little bit of confirmation. Some of us are interested in space travel, if you will, technology. Yeah, where it's probably Star Trek-y and all that kind of thing. But again, this is our man's mind, and women too, being inventive and bringing up things that we start to see evidence of potential future. That it was now being confirmed in email showed that Navy's UFO patents went through significant internal review, resulted in a demo. And so we have here the war zone continued to dig into the bizarre U.S. Navy patents authored by enigmatic inventor Dr. Salvatore Payas and the seemingly unusual circumstances of their approval by the United States Patent and Trademark Office. As part of our investigation, we recently obtained a tranche of internal emails from Naval Army Systems Command and NAVAIR, which appear to have been sent between Payas and personnel in different NAVAIR office, NAVAIR. While the Navy's exotic energy production patents remain as mysterious as ever, these emails add to the backstory surrounding the inventions of Salvatore Payas and suggests that the patents went through a more rigorous internal evaluation process than was previously known. The emails also seem to indicate that the research program that emanated from the patent did, in fact, result in an experimental demonstration of some sort. So here we have an interesting little disclosure that what we were seeing wasn't just some off-chance filing. It was actually going on, and then we have the official awakening, an announcement of another force of the government of the United States, another armed force, supposedly, I guess, the Guardians of the Galaxy. Mike Pence names members of the new U.S. Space Force. Now, I'm sure internally they're going to be called, when they're going through Academy, they're going to be called Space Cadets. Absolutely. And we're not going to hear about that, but they are going to be Space Cadets. And this is where we start to see the movies of the future, in the past, going to the future. You start to wonder, what is the limit? When you see this other technology, it's not a joke. They are working with it. And we don't even know what they have. We can always say, especially after we see the Skunk Works, they're many, many decades ahead of our understanding about where everything is. We can always say that it looks like some of that's true. It isn't outside the realm of real limitations of the Earth and things. However, it is really fascinating, something I've always followed and had interest in. But here we have the Guardians of the Galaxy, as the United States President and Vice President declares. Now, I don't know what jurisdiction they have here, but anyway, Vice President's announcement marks his first birthday of a signature Trump program, but social media mockery follows. Members of the new U.S. Space Force will be known as Guardians. Vice President Mike Pence announced on Friday at a ceremony to mark the first birthday of the newest branch of the United States Armed Forces, one of Donald Trump's signature policy initiatives. And I'll stop right there. You can do more research. I'm not hearing about that. I want to point on something at the title. Again, Guardians of the Galaxy. First, where's the jurisdiction? Second, Guardians. Now, we have an idea that that's a nice guardian. We have guardians. Like, we tend to do the guardian angel idea when you see it. For me, I see that word. Oh, people reference guardian angels. Well, let's stop at the first five letters there, guard. This is what you're actually looking at relative to what my research is relative to the military and what it's doing. It's guarding. And it's not guarding you, it's guarding as in your warden. It's prison guard. And if you haven't seen the connection or heard it behind the woodshed yet and seen the totality of this, Operation Warp Speed and this, Guardians of the Universe, Guardians of the Galaxy, are as fantastical as it seems, they're connected with the authority they're wielding. And so we have Operation Warp Speed bringing out a vaccine that's, to my mind, we'll get to some of that again, to warn you all about the facts. They'll tell you the facts that everyone else will disagree with, and you'll get censored for. But Guardians of the Galaxy are really wardens when they turn their attention to you. And they've done so already, and they have been in the United States, that the United States military is not some protector at some level when you look at how the laws work. A lot of people will deny all this, but they can't refute the statutes, the rules, the laws, the writings, the things that went on between Lincoln's time and now. And at any rate, so Guardian can be looked on, to my mind, like a guard. It's a prison guard. It's now moved into space with a total dominance idea. And don't underestimate anything I've talked to you about the internal communications, why the internet was set up, and all this other stuff going in and going forward. So we have the wardens of the galaxy are apparently going to be the United States government's armed forces and their space cadets. So what I've been trying to show you in this one, and that's one possibility, one realm of control and pretty absolute control. And you can see the high vantage. You always take the highest vantage you can get in a military operation, and they're starting to do that now, without a joke. They could have chosen any other word, but they chose Guardian. They say there's a long history of this. I could have read more in the story, but this is not, in my mind, what's really going on. When you look at around the United States of America and the beacon that's just been extinguished and the crickets, were okay with that because it made it darker and more comfortable for them. But I've been asking you to look at this a little bit more in how you present what's coming against you. As feeble as it may sound, there's still working. There's still at least due process available. What I've been asking you to do, as I told you when I entered the broadcast, this broadcast, and if I didn't say the number, I did say the number, BTW-RLM-4001, if I didn't, that I've been asking you to displace yourself from what's coming on you and show you're different and distinct in certain ways, and how to do that. And part of that is to challenge the existing authority for their jurisdiction and their authority, and COVID offers us the ability to do that, and how we go with that is we look at the statutes of a legislature enacting laws that were delegating an authority to an executive branch that was to follow those or be in breach and dereliction. There's your in. Now, what I've been asking you to do is not try to outrun the cruisers, outrun the military. I've been saying just move yourself into a new dimension relative to where they are. And I want to touch this a little bit. Hyperspace versus warp drive, which is faster? Pretty fascinating how this is all tying together for me this week. You're buzzing along in the Millennium Falcon, riding dirty, and an Imperial cruiser pops out of nowhere. Or you're skimming the asteroid belt of the Starship Enterprise when a Klingon ship fires a disruptor blast across your bow. You need to make an incredibly fast getaway, but what's the best technology to use? Hyperspace or warp drive? Which is faster? Hyperspace is faster. But it's different, too. It's not a speed-related thing. I guess this guy will talk about that. It's faster because the pilots of the Star Wars series discovered an alternate dimension, a parallel dimension that allows travel at several times the speed of light. Warp drive also allows speeds greater than the speed of light, but not to the extent of hyperspace. He'll go on in this discussion to say, you're going to be traveling faster than the speed of light in both, but one doesn't. One stays in one dimension, and the other one actually moves into another place. That's what I want us to focus on. With all this military going high, the Guardians of the Universe, and all the Guardians of the Galaxy, and all this, I've been asking you to use hyperspace without ever describing it like this, but today it kind of comes nice to be able to point to it. I'm asking you to find a jurisdiction that you exist in, and have been for a decade, or over a decade. I do this with the miners since 2011 when we got into the mining law and we started applying it, then you put yourself in a new dimension relative to the limitations of the cruiser and the government and the officials. Or you do that by not moving at all. You show how they're actually in the other dimension, but they're trying to come through into your dimension. And so this is a kind of a theme that went on this week, the Guardians of the Galaxy They can only guard the galaxy. We can displace ourselves in another dimension. I'm talking about this on the ground now, relating down to the ground. How, what I've been talking to you, how you go about doing that. You either point out that they're in another dimension, you always try to point out they're in another dimension, and that dimension can't come and touch you. Now, you can't just say that. You can't just protest it, that they're trying to encroach in your dimension. You have to physically make the because of the way we work and the way we've learned to work over history, historic representations, things must be in writing. It's a notice to everyone when you have it that way. Why it's so important to make a proper record. And it's so important, like that we're happening in some court cases, we have to correct records. Immediately correct records, and you move to an objection to that failure because they make the wrong record. If you look down the road, you see that they're going to set up a win for them and a loss for you. You have to correct that problem. Anyway, getting back to this, I've been asking you to travel in hyperspace when the cruiser shows up. And what that is moving your existence, you define your existence in a dimension not reachable by the officials. And so, again, the theme, want to go to Guardians of the Galaxy, they're going to turn this power on everybody. There's been no limitation. They're willing to shoot you with injections. That Bill Gates would say, we just shoot it in your vein. Just shoot it in the baby's vein. Just shoot it in there. He doesn't care about shooting you. They got an agenda. I don't know why, and I don't know how it's all connected actually, but it is. Their work may be working in tandem to advance each other's goals. I don't know. Maybe one's working on the infrastructure or the other. They're parasites. But here we have. I've been asking you to move into hyperspace. You move through in a dimension. You either identify the officials are not in their dimension properly, or they're in yours improperly. So moving through now with Trump and declaring the Guardians of the Galaxy, and I guess a lot of people are talking that this matches up with some Marvel comic thing. Yeah, it's a real joke, isn't it? This is not a joke. This is for real. It's been coming on. And this is things that we're going to have to start to understand. If you can get into those of you that are into Star Wars and things and this hyperspace idea, yeah, that's all theory. It has never been done. Can't be done right now. In fact, the BS scientists are using it in order to keep living at your expense, because it's not really real yet to us, but at any rate, we can fantasize. The fiction that they put on you is just as real. And so, hyperspace, folks, remove you, you identify you're in a different dimension than those that are coming against you. You do that as quickly and as summarily as you can get that record made. Moving into what's happening in the Rhetorical College, I want to touch, it's very fascinating. There is structure going on in the government, so you can, in a way, you can't just say that the Constitution's not working. It's working, and it may not work all the time everywhere, but it does work. It's there that people take an interest when it's important. This is another clue that you need to make these things important. It's the only black and white we have in order to show an objective basis for the position we have. If you call out, if you're noticing, you come out against the biggest promoted agenda, and you're going to be the denier. In fact, you may have all the power, and you just haven't framed it correctly, and you haven't put those people down for the fraud that they are. And this is what I, not just in name, you point out the basis, and then you assert it. You always place the basis forward. You place the basis of their dimension out where they're supposed to be, and then you attack that they violated that premise, that dimension. And you're not there. You're only there to the extent of having to feel the force of their trespass. And so the Electoral College of results came out. This has been kind of an interesting, I had a cursory idea about Electoral College. I told you, let's wait till the Electoral College in this Trump election with Trump and doing the galaxy, Guardians of the Galaxy and what we think people want to rally around what we think this guy is doing. I told you, be very careful. He's done a couple things and he's delayed some things, but he's not really moving from the prime directive. The Electoral College results have been in. I'll give you a link on, you can see it's right in the archives of the United States government. There is a tally and it's been ongoing, but I found it very interesting what has been going on around that. So the Electoral College, I told you, watch them and see what happens. Well, they get a vote, and they say they're going to give it over to Biden. But I also said subsequently, they said, but watch as the Constitution works. There's going to be a step beyond the Electoral College. It's actually quite an interesting dynamic, which I didn't fully I didn't fully appreciate. So we're going to go through a little bit of that, because I want you to watch. There's a constitution out there that some guys, old dudes, made anticipating these problems. And we get to watch, hopefully, this may be the first time in my life I've noticed the completeness of how this works. In what appears to be another coming step that's beyond the Electoral College, the Constitution now comes to work to counter and check a problem, a potential problem in that Electoral College election, the voters, the real voters. And that's what's coming up now that I told you about. Let's watch this Constitution work. See, I'm neither here nor there on it. To me, the government's a problem generally. And so, but I'm interested to see what do people in the black, what do they acknowledge in the black and white? Because I'm going to be using that black and white myself. And if I can show that they've been using in the same source, I can use that source. And now those people cannot deny that. And this is the other thing that goes on. This is a protective mechanism when we watch this. But the story comes out now because of the Electoral College vote and Trump and all his grandness that they're saying he's done, and he's done some interesting and cool things. To me, it's not affecting me so much, so he's not doing what I think he needs to do, any president should be doing, to support production or actually protect the United States of America relative to the invasion of private property rights on a national and an international level, which the Jefferson Money District has four letters, unanswered letters before Trump, he will not respond to. So, When I'm talking this way, don't think I'm politically really saying promoting either side. I've already said, though, the Democrats getting in right now, the evil that's in that group, and we now see it's blatant, it's now raw for everyone to see, is not something I said, not something that is going to help what I do and what we do as producers at all. We would rather that the same guy that's been attacked all year be back in, because it's going to just extend the breathing room we have, whether or not we ever see what we need as a producers for y'all. I get the point is the producers support this whole entire thing for the entirety of the government. You don't have production as you watch. The production goes elsewhere. You start to have some real trouble fast. And this globalization and supply chain real in time stuff, that's a disaster. But anyway, so the story from the Electoral College, President-elect Joe Biden wins Electoral College vote, cementing his victory over Trump. It's enough I'll say on that. Moving on, the cementing of the victory is fake news. It's a false statement because there's a whole lot more coming after an Electoral College vote through the Constitution. And there's a process that's more complicated than I'd appreciated, and a mechanism that's I started reading about it. We'll get to that right here, but I won't read too much more than just to maybe to introduce it to you that you can read it as well. Take the time you need. That this has started to look like a real chess game. And I've seen a video of, what's it, Senator McConnelly, I think his name is. How close I keep to this video. But I watched the gentleman very much. The guy's quite a character. Straight-faced character, but he's talking some interesting stuff in the recent presentation I saw. I think it was in the Senate. He was likely speaking to Pence. And if that's the case, his last view of the smirk he gave Pence tells me there's something up, and the Republicans are unified on this. That when you look, then I got this story. So they're promoting that Joe Biden has cemented, maybe cement shoes here, but cemented nonetheless, his position as president-elect. If you listen very carefully to the speech that I'm referring to, he doesn't refer to President Biden. And then he smirks, and he does a political statement to agree, if you will, to the Electoral College. But if you listen carefully, he doesn't say that's actually the final say. All he says is that the Electoral College has spoken. And then you look and find there's a whole bunch of more steps behind this that I think is really going to be fascinating to watch if it goes to this extent. Don't know. All I know is I see that there's a big chess game to be playing. It looks like the Republicans are now unified across the House and the Senate, because now this goes into the chambers. When you look at this, ultimately, the people's House will decide. And that's critical to understand maybe how this gambit gets played. And just watch the process go on, because I just want you to see, for those of us that, I've been through the process, oh, there's no Constitution, oh, there's the habeas corpus is suspended. And then I actually filed some, and they actually went through. So in experience, we learn different, and we learn more we're convicted about what we know, and we're looking for whether or not that part's infringed. So I haven't found the infringement for the suspension of habeas corpus, and why I've offered it to you. I've exercised it a couple times. and I was educated by people to how to properly do them. I've had a couple wins. This is years and years ago, and so this happens to be the one thing that we get to work with the COVID nonsense. But the Electoral College votes and what happens next. Fascinating read through Fox News. I happen to find it, and it goes through and explains this process. And I won't bore you with the details, but it's very important. Maybe everyone should really get this, find it, Fox News article. You'll have it in the link in the blogcaster. And it goes through and talks about the history of this thing. This is not a new condition. This has been done recently that they talk about here in the article in 2005, where what happens from the Electoral College votes that gets transmitted and coming up, what is it, January 6th or something, that Congress has to deal with those votes and certify to them. In the process, objections can be made, and they have to be done on both the House and the Senate side, and people, both a representative and a senator will object to a state's electoral outcome. This thing then goes into a chambers for an argument, a discussion, a debate, they call it, for about 2 hours. Then it comes out, and if there's a continued question, it goes back to the chambers, and they vote and on whether or not, and to the extent, the electoral votes will be accepted. They actually explain in this report how Hawaii's votes in the time of Lincoln, the time of Kennedy, yeah, Hawaii and Lincoln, great, in Kennedy, where Nixon was the House Speaker, like Pence is today, who had to watch as 3 votes from Hawaii were given to Kennedy. Now, there's a reason why that happened. There's a rationale behind why it happened. It wasn't just handed to them. There's a literal debate that goes on, and everyone brings their facts. And it was seen by the laws and what was happening that Hawaii split their vote instead of doing what should have been done and handing those votes to the party that won, the candidate that won. And so there's this jurying condition that goes on. Anyway, what you do is apparently from what they're talking, the angle here is when there's an objection to a particular state's electoral college, each one is dealt with separately. They debate. They bring it back out. If there's a question, they vote. They vote not on the population, the populace, but one vote, one state. And there happens to be in the House a bunch more Republican states than there are Democratic states. And if I got the smirk on McConnell's face correct, I think they have unity. I think they're going to run the gambit. They're going to object to all this stuff. They're going to try and take away the Electoral College votes, at least in one regard. I don't know if they can give them to somebody. I guess they could. But at least they're going to take them away and pull the votes from the Electoral College in the 5 or the 7 contested or fraudulently so states, the contested states where it looks like voter election problems were and provable. And I now think I see why the lawsuits went through and why Giuliani went to state legislatures. They're making their record for this move. They make the record that the candidate objects for these reasons. They laid out their evidence, and now that evidence can go to the chambers for discussion, and they can invalidate votes. Fascinating thing. I won't maybe go too much further. We've got a lot to cover here. But watch how this Constitution works. Watch what they do. Watch the gaming that goes on. And I don't know where this ends up, but I see a path, and I think they do too, given the stars line up just right, that the Electoral College votes will be invalidated, in the minimum, invalidated, if not handed to another, across the voting to the other candidate. They'll be invalidated to the point they have to do a House vote. And there's a special House vote that goes on at the very last of it, and that House vote happens to be one vote for one state, not on the population, and it seems to me, based in that path, it could very well be that the House ultimately certifies the President of the United States. And I'll just leave it there. I'll let you figure out who that might be if the Republicans are moving. So they might even have Democrats that are willing to do this as well, which would be a pretty devastating condition relative to the false plan. And I just appreciate that here you have someone trying to take over a mass of people. And this is just one aspect. I see there's so many more that we're taken over by, where no one's talking about it. I've been talking about a few of them, but this is just one of them. This is actually the culmination of what we tried to warn Trump about coming in through this university system thing, through the use of alternative dispute resolution, where they interject these things in the codes and allow officials to go ahead and wink and a nod, pick up these types of machines, pick up the kinds of authority that they're picking up, make decisions that are not checked. This is us as a people being asleep all the time. And now we're starting to see that there's still checks and balances. So I don't know, again, it's just fascinating with these old guys, the old dudes, young dudes then actually, relative to their lifespans and what they were doing, and relative to the fact they didn't have, as we would think, not as connected a world as we do today, they knew better. I don't even know if there's someone in the country that knows as good ahead of time what they did, that even while the crickets exist in the United States of America, even while foreign people are looking in and pleading with Americans to stand up, there's a system that's written down in a constitution that's going to be turned on. For whatever it ends up doing, it's not my point. That it was there is really a fascinating thing. I get a civics lesson 101, I suppose this is, right here, that I didn't even appreciate. I don't know if anybody else did. I'm starting to see how interesting the checks and balances and how deep they really are. Now, they can be gamed. Again, it's not perfect. Man's fallen. It's just stopped with the perfect. But it may very well turn out to be interesting how they get there. And then, and else, I need to stop. There's more to say about this. Well, I'll just stop. I have to let this thing play out. I have nothing to do with it. I have nothing to say. There's a vote to be coming up if the stars are just right. And we will see whether or not who's cemented and who's not. Fascinating. But here we have the underlying problem with this whole thing becomes very, I don't know why this subject matter keeps popping up around how important these guys are. We start out with the guardians, the wardens of the galaxy now going into space. They're taking the highest ground at this point. And then we see this little ditty coming through on top of, despite the Electoral College. The Pentagon abruptly halts Biden transition briefings, leaving officials stunned, in quotes, stunned. There's a controversy right now, something that the Pentagon just doesn't ever done, take a vacation for Christmas while a presidential transition team is working to transition from the old regime to the new one. The Pentagon pulled back. They're doing their political best to hide what's going on. I'm not going to go through the rigmarole on this. You can read about it. This is fascinating how this is working through relative to the conditions that I'm telling you about. Also relative to, we understand that it looks provable, the fraud and the foreign influence and integration of the election system. Now, again, understand, I'm not, the election system is broken, right? But inside that, it's still got some checks and balances. So, Don't think I'm going one way or the other. This is just I'm looking back and observing. We have serious problems remaining. The election doesn't fix anything, whether it goes one way or the other. What it does do is if it goes the new regime comes in, it's going to go back to the train's going to go full steam ahead. The train's going down over the bridge that's out at the end, and no one's stopping it. And no one's building a deterrent and a stop to stop the train, and then all the people jump on and pull all the criminals off. And it's just not going to happen. You're an accessory to the criminalism that's coming on the world. It's inside this country. The cancer's here. It's why it's not going. And the election's not going to change that. So to me, it's neither here nor there at some level. Watch the mechanisms that are put in. It'd be very interesting. The Pentagon's even now backing off. They're doing their best to try and do the fancy pants foot dance to try and keep some distance on this. But why? I would think that that would be a national security risk to not have your president, your coming regime president coming in and being informed. So there's evidence of something afoot. What it is, I really can't know. What's afoot with the new guy coming in has already been known. They're already integrating with the international socialists and communists and all this. And you'll see that it doesn't matter, socialism and communism, because what's coming on is worse than all of that. And we have a little bit of taste of that here. World Economic Forum members affect to trade for public good. The effect to trade is for public good, as they're saying, through this World Economic Forum. This is Santa Claus, Genghis Khan Schwab. This is the stakeholders, and this is what was important about this. Coming back to the four that I talked about, I found out, and you'll get some links to those, so you see, I'm trying to keep people ahead, whether they listen or not. Major corporations have actively sought to control and dominate. Now, again, compare that to the military dominant. If these guys are dominating, and the military, United States military says, no, they're going to dominate, are they working together? Or are these going to be the enemy of the military that's gone above and become the wardens of everybody in space? I don't know. But here they're claiming domination. They sought to control and dominate the population under the guise of stakeholder capitalism. So what I talked to you years ago is coming right back up with this guy and this World Economic Forum and with the cover of COVID. Right? As I told you in the beginning of this year, before we even got here, I told you it's coming, folks. I hope you have hindsight 2020. It's op hindsight 2020. Are you going to see with your hindsight what you need to do when they turn the screws down even harder on you? And I haven't seen it yet. Only now are people starting to stir. And they want to call, oh, I'm an activist. Well, you're not. You're not going to be an activist. All these the right intellects are not. They don't understand what they're doing. As much as I appreciate and admire them, we're not getting the action we need. I was just looking at a tweet thing going on. Why would you want to make more law to infringe on people that are foreign to your state than just walk into your state and kick out by the statute, identify how the local officials are doing it to you, that you have to think you have to foreclose people in coming in and quarantine them for 14 days and leave you free? Why don't you just go in and throw out the governor and the public health officials that didn't follow the law? Clean your house out before you start building walls, because those walls become the barriers for you, the prison for you. But this is what our so-called right intellectuals are doing right now. They're wanting to see, lash out against the liberal states, the progressive states. Progressive, as we're going to hear if you get to the end in video, Dr. Vernon Coleman makes this statement, which is brilliant. I want to maybe play a few minutes of his statements. He says, and this is true, and why I want to play this, progressive is actually regressive and permanent. And if you don't stop this, this is the stuff I've been talking about. If you don't stop this, it becomes regressive and permanent, and you're watching it. Your whole lives are regressed and right now permanentized until you throw it off. Throw it off? Why? Because international law says you have to. If you don't, you agree. That's simple. I've been telling you this for years. So progressive is regressive. You know, if you don't get that, then you don't get that you need to throw it off. You can't just complain about it. You can't just turn your mind from it or look away. You're living a permanent failure for the rest. I don't know how people come out of it. I noticed someone sent me an email that had a video from somebody from Serbia that he is upset. He's watching his last hope, where his countries and all the countries in Europe got subsumed by what he calls socialism. He's looking at the Americans saying, we went through the same election fraud. Hear me, please. You need to step up. You can't let this happen. You'll never come back. Well, there it is. The same two different parties, two different looks. They're saying this is permanent. We let this happen. And I don't mean your rah-rah patriotism. You really have to get engaged with the black and white, understand how this place is wired, and start engaging. You know, it sounds stupid. It sounds like, oh, what is a piece of paper? That's all we really have. That's the whole brilliance of it as well. And then you get enough people that start to realize the black and white does rule, that law sits there to stop this tyranny. These oppressors, these foreign, they're occupiers right now. They're going to be people who dominate you. They're saying that they dominate. They're going to use stakeholder capitalism, as I've explained what stakeholder is. It's a criminal. That's your future life. And so people are starting to see what I've been talking about. Get over to the finish of this. The World Economic Forum is the current most prominent of many organizations pushing rhetoric about being accountable to stakeholders by implementing social change through corporations. And what they've also, to show you, we can show you that the corporations are governments, but people get lost in that. What they need to understand is that what's come up inside the government, and I can show you where the Bar Association in probably 26 states of the United States came up in 1953 to supplant your de jure laws for their system. It's a corporate system. It's not a corporation necessarily at the point of your thought, at the government point, but it's how they actually run the state. That's what I can find by research has happened. And this is why we have administrative law. This is why we have policy. But anyway, I've talked about all this. Getting back to this, because it's so important to see where we're going, and then I want to give you a link to show you that we've been talking about it. You can get the basics for how you're here. Understand the battlefield so that you can then understand what I've been been saying better, so you know what I say, what I do, and where I go, and why I use those things, and why it's so effective. Their Achilles heel is they can't follow the law. And that's where they make it look like they are. And that's why everyone thinks that, our government doesn't work. Because you've had a bunch of usurpers that are doing policies and don't even follow that. And that's even the better thing. But going on here, let's finish reading here. The stakeholders, by implementing social change through corporations, and that's the minimum. But while social responsibility, in quotes, and stakeholderism is at the forefront of the rhetoric pushed by allied corporations, these organizations also seek increased control over individuals by large companies in order to achieve their supposedly humanitarian goals. Well, we can leave it like that and in generics, but the government is really doing that. COVID didn't stop you. The government officials have it all over the world. And businesses, corporations are actually just running with that. And if you don't participate, if you're not giving the largesse of government, you're going to be shut down as probably a small corporation. And it's the large corporations that are working like fascism. That's another component of all this in order to make this thing come forward. But I want to focus on the stakeholderism because I want to also now send you back in time, back to the land of the troglodytes. Those of us behind the woodshed that kind of held dear to some of the black and white we see that actually may protect us. Back in October 2nd of 2016, and thank you to Grimner for having the archives still there for this. Some of those archives, I think, got lost or something. But anyway, these are still there. October 2nd, 2016, I have, in fact, there's a whole string of these subject matters that I read. I went through I spoke about general topics the first hour, and roughly the second hour I went into a document that explains a lot of this. And the first broadcast, one of the first ones for our purposes today was entitled Criminals by Definition. So stakeholders was criminals. They're by definition criminals. This is the Genghis Khan moment. A stakeholder knocks on your door and says they have an interest in your company, and if they don't get their way, they're going to make your life a literal hell. And their horde will be there to do that. These people are criminals. This is Santa Claus, Genghis Khan Schwab from the WEF. They're talking like this. And so I want to redirect you to a link I've done back in October 2nd of 2016 discussing this stakeholderism now that we now hear coming back on the scene to run your life and be affecting your life. And then the subsequent week, October 9th, 2016. Got it? 4 years ago. And I've talked about this for a long time. I just focused that one, this week or this month, I focused on what this stakeholderism really is. And you should be able to, when you see that, you can look out in the world and you can see its other forms. So moving through and continuing on this Santa Claus, Genghis Khan, Schwab dude, I have a link for you to show you that Henry Kissinger is involved as his mentor and the discussion about the world order and how this is supposed to come on. And you can watch the video, and if you can listen to the guy's gruffy old voice, he has important stuff to tell you. This guy's not to be for as old as I don't know where how this guy continues to live, but he does. He's influenced my life from the standpoint of being affected by this fallen nature of the world imposition of all these things since as long as I've been born, because you find out it's been going on for a lot longer than just the 70s. To get there, they had to go a lot longer. Well, if you know, technocracy started back maybe in the late 1918-20, and then it got popular in the 30s. Okay, so then you see how far back we keep going. We keep going back to the land of the troglodytes, right? Anyway, back to the moving up Star Wars into hyperspace. I'm trying to get you to understand how to move yourself into a place that the battlecruiser can't really touch you. And now, that again, that's fiction, but the point is that we have enough of us understanding how that works, then you really are the majority relative to those few that are going to continue to try and be the demons. They're just demons. I don't understand what else to say. That we have a video here where they're taught Santa Claus Schwab is Genghis Khan Schwab is talking with Henry Kissinger, and this guy they are working on, and they've been working on for 50 years. If you don't get this point, for you to see. I also have an interesting video. And some of you may be offended by whom is speaking. I wasn't so much forward, but I'm looking at history. I'm looking at someone's reflection. I have problems with some of the reflection as being memory or being told. Notwithstanding all that, you can take what the facts were of the history and apply it. And it says here, now we are all useless eaters. And you'll find out that based in what was going on in the Nazi regime, that they considered everybody that had a problem in society to be a useless eater, useless to the new agenda. We're just seeing right now this Santa Klaus Schwab Genghis Khan, he's just implementing the Nazi condition. Useless eaters. It's not actually attributable to Kissinger. I think it has been. I think I've made that comment. The point is that there's this idea about that if you're eugenics, essentially, is what you're looking at there, you believe you can bring society up, and you believe that you can perfect society, and then you come in with the GMOs. Like last week I said, or the germ-modified organism, with these new vaccines, it's, whether they deny it or not, the government will deny it. This is the same thing. So it's all tied together. I want you to see that. Like I said, some of you will be, well, I guess I should tell you so that you won't click on it. This is someone who was a baby, who was also Jewish, who tells of herself and what happened. Her insights, whether they are memory, which I have a little bit of trouble with early on, or learned, the insights of the factual references that she makes back to what the government did to people is reflected today. So you can disregard it. You can not click on it. I want to incorporate it because I'm looking for proper information. I don't condemn people for what they say. And even if they believe what they believe and it's still wrong, they earnestly believe it all. I have to give a tolerance to that. The real tolerance we're supposed to give to each other. Anyway, I know there's quite a few people that would disregard this. I want to give it to you anyway. And for those of you that look through this and want to be educated, educate yourself. Get applicable information to see it's not new what they're doing today. It's just the next iteration and improvement. A CHD article on the big picture, look at current pandemic beneficiaries accepted by peer-reviewed journal. This is a planned surveillance and control by global technocrats. A big picture look at the current pandemic beneficiaries. A peer-reviewed article by Children's Health Defense has been accepted by the publication of the journal International Journal of Vaccine Theory, Practice, and Research. The journal was launched in 2020 by John W. Oler, Jr., Ph.D., Editor-in-Chief, and Christopher A. Shawn, Ph.D., Senior Editor, quote, to make independent research free from constraints of monetary, political, or any other undisclosed influence about vaccine theory and practice freely accessible. This is an article on who the current technological and other beneficiaries of what they're doing to you are. And so take note of who they are, where they come from. Take note that whether or not, I don't know, again, I have a little bit of problem with Kennedy here. He was in another field, and he promoted another type of field, and he was a lobbyist. So he's kind of moved over to here. Now, it may be a little more truthful here, but I take everything with that big grain of salt we all got to carry around with us while we discern what's going on. However, you're finding here who your controllers are, if you will, the recipients and beneficiaries. Understand who has what, because you never know when you go into a field of a discussion, they may have some control that you don't know behind the scenes. As we started to turn out, if you look at the election machines and who was involved in all those machines and who was the sub buyers and the rebuyers and of the companies and who ultimately got it, end up being foreign interests that were an invasion. I've told you this invasion was coming secret. It was already inside. It comes in many different places and many different vectors. And the United States government, though the guardians of the galaxy, could not protect themselves internally. Even though we've been told, and this is, I guess, another gripe I have, even though we were told that we were going to put our brightest and our best on cybersecurity, didn't we? And so this is a fallacy, folks. This is a joke. It's laughable that we have the cancers, the types of cancers from within. And then they come to give us a germ-modified organism to really kill the patient. And we're accepting it. We're accepting it. But here we have a beneficiaries list. You want to keep track of who those are. I don't necessarily get so wrapped up in it more than to find out who the players are, because you're keeping track. You know, like you always find out this certain, like in lawsuits, you write in a historic fashion where the actual motives are coming from. You realize these are the same players. And if you're going to do that path in a representation for a record, you want to understand how to tie them together. You also want to know, I guess I'll say this too, when not to tie them together. Sometimes you don't actually have the actual proof to actually tell the entire story, so you focus on the one you can tell that's sufficient. That came up in one of the lawsuits writing the petition. Realized we couldn't go to the extent that I would have liked. You have to make that honest discussion with yourself. Can I actually make that? Do I have to make a jump, or can I make a link, a chain of evidence link? If I can't make the chain of evidence link, do not fabricate one. And so some of the stuff that will be written will be limited, even though you know the whole story. It's really a detailed look at what this is. And I don't know what more to offer in people that really want to do something, even if it's a simple letter, on the extent of what you'll be doing. And in some regards, you just can't do some things. Some things you can, some things you can't. So make that decision. So we have a bunch of people. I'm trying to figure out what the point was here to move to the transition is. There's lots of technological and beneficiaries getting tons of money for this stuff. As we saw the Pfizer documentation, there's more discussion about essentially how to make profit, that if it doesn't profitable to them, they won't do it. To show you that this is a theme, you have to kind of go with this. And these players are all locked into that consensus, appropriate medical experts that are not tied into the world, foreign so-called experts, which we get to the who. They're all integrated. And we see after time, and I told you this was happening, as we see over and over, it's not like I'm some oracle. You see how this works. When we get enough people focused on the right things to study, there's enough of us to pull out the information. There also should be at least the same amount or more that takes that information and actually goes back in and uses it as the weapons that we need to stop it. WHO, the WHO, not the rock group or the owl. That's right, Grimner. WHO, finally, admits COVID-19 PCR test has a problem. Okay, so I could read this article to you. The WHO, the World Health Organization, the appropriate medical expert, says all this time the PCR has a test problem. And then they refer you to the false positives. I'm going to go back to the title of that and show you. Can you tell me, did you hear that's a fraud? That statement is a fraud. And anything that falls after this title and speaks to this is a fraud. Everything that's going to be talked to will be a fraud. Do you know how that worked right there in the title? And I talked a little bit about this. Is again, how do you take this information and actually apply it? How do you use this information? We found out the one California case said that the PCR was literally irrelevant. Not only was it no good, it was just irrelevant to the point. And I didn't, but hope some of you went back there and read that California case. What was, I missed to tell you of all the things to say, I'll say it today. What was the important thing in that case? Answer, it was only the ability of the county to anticipate the load on their hospitals. That was the only relevant thing in that whole case relative to the judge. Fascinating insight. You have to know that. And they're using these supposed experts to figure that out on models that don't really work because they haven't looked to see what the actual infectious agent, and I haven't found it to this day, folks. No certified infectious agent anywhere in the world. But who finally admits your PCR test is a problem? That's irrelevant, though, we found out. But even so, what's wrong with that title? Isn't it the word test? See, PCR is not a test. It's a technique. It's a research technique for amplifying RNA. And it only actually works if you have a 99.9% quality idea of what you're starting with. That's how it works. It works just to amplify whatever RNA is available. And in a lab setting where you can keep the source pure, or you think, it gives you the ability to take smaller amounts and make bigger samples or test for certain things that you have control over. In the wild, impossible. That is not a test. So this report to you is actually a fraudulent report from the WHO. And I want to say this because I want to continue to show you how fast it is to dismiss them, reject with a word in your mouth. Not just say, oh, you're a liar, oh, you're a fraudster. No, you lay the basis. I keep saying this to people that I work with with all the things that they're learning they want to go do. You lay the foundation for your objection. And then you'd give it a name if you want, or you identify how it's how it prejudices you. So you do have a material prejudice or harm to you. That's all this is. It's a formal statement of what you note is the failure, and you then produce that as the harm. You give the harm from that, the consequence, and that then turns the burden on them immediately. Right here, the WHO has said that PCR was a test. That's a fraud. There is no test. They've mischaracterized the research tool for amplification of any DNA within it. They don't become such an appropriate medical expert as is defined in one state. Now, by rule, contrary to the legislative intent, they don't become much of an appropriate medical expert now, do they? So, you have to have the word in your mouth and be able to quickly identify it. I don't want to argue with these people, but this is how I do everything. You look at the failure. Where's the failure here? It's in the title. It's in what they end up, and you go back and qualify it, they keep talking through that. But anyway, so move on here. FOIs reveal the health science institutions around the world have no record of SARS-CoV-2 isolation purification anywhere ever. And this is a big website to go a lot of links. So if you want to do some research and get yourself up to snuff, you could probably go through a lot of this. I'm throwing this in as part of an addendum of information to add to the point. Why is the test not a test? They can't test for something they haven't isolated. That's two parts in the title of the last article that are no good. Well, they'll say that they have one, but I told you, if you go look at the company that issues these isolates, they were actually taken from people. The one guy coming out of the China airplane in Washington was actually a wild virus. How can they tell what they have? They never isolated this thing. They'll even give you pictures. Those are not known to be connected to anything. Those are certainly not known to go through the so-called Koch postulates, where you could amplify what you thought you had. You'd try to identify it, and if you thought it was pure enough, and that's always here's the question, that you give it to somebody, and if they come up with the same symptoms and it's all looking pretty perfect, then you can start to go into the idea that you may have isolated a thing that is infectious. None of these things have gone on, and the point is they don't have a SARS-CoV-2. And right now, it can be shown, an alternative can be offered. This is simply a suggestion of an enemy wanting to attack America, and the United States allowed it. Implied presumption through a model, computer model, as I've told you over and over, and lots of people are coming up with this. This is a model of a gene protein that's been synthesized onto what they're saying is, now it's an adenovirus. It's not even the other two common cold virus, coronavirus or the other, ortho, whatever, that used to be back in the 70s, 80s. So, here, more information. They can't say it's a test because you have no basis to run the test. There's no isolate. And anyone who says so at this point, you should research enough to make the statement that any assertion as to an isolate is a fraud. Again, you just don't say that. You'd be able to prove it because they're going to come back and try to either ignore it, and you need to put their feet to the fire on it, or at least the judge to do so, and that's a violation if they don't, if you know what you're talking about, and you expose what you understand to be the Bar Association wanting to push this to promote sustainable development, and or you get them to have to cough up what they got going, and they're on the burden now because you've asserted the fraud and with a foundation for the fraud. Now, I want to remind you, back to Dr. Igor Shepherd, I think it was the Montana or Wyoming health official who came out to tell us this is a biological weapon of mass destruction. I wanted to reinsert this for you all just to see this is what we're really more dealing with. This is the Guardians of the Galaxy are going at warp speed to come to give you a biological weapon of mass destruction. And it's not, again, this vaccine, it doesn't affect everybody in death. It just affects you, and we don't know how, and they already tell it, we're going to inject it in your vein. We're going to put it right in your little kid's vein. Just the little goat's going to get it right in their vein. And why do we check for 2 years? Why do we wait 2 years to find out how bad it works? And this is what people are allowing. They don't even have a peek, but not even a chicken cheeks peep that this is a problem for anybody, whether you're a cricket or not. And so I want to remind you, this is a biological weapon of mass destruction as discussed by a health official who apparently didn't know how to do what I've been telling you either, as I think about that. Moving on now to the documentation from the FDA for YouTube censors that think that this broadcast doesn't speak right from the documents. And a lot of you that are mirroring this, I guess this is too late in the broadcast. Hope you listen here, but be careful on mirroring my stuff right now. It's going to affect your channel. I don't want to see your channels taken down. However, maybe if you want to still mirror, go ahead and get people to move off of YouTube. Get people off and move into another place. Maybe we'll have people congregate there. If it's important to people, they'll go from YouTube. I don't know what else to say about that. I'm not that connected, but I don't want to see you guys lose all your guys and gals. And I say gals because I just saw that BitChute, Walrus is back on BitChute. So I don't know where Walrus's account went for a while, but Walrus's account is back on BitChute. And I thank you for putting up the broadcast there with all the other all the things. And I haven't got, if you're listening, and anybody who gets to talk with Walrus, I haven't got to the email or the comment that you asked about the links. At this point, I'm checking. I can't find the problem, and so I haven't responded to you about that. I'm looking to see what the links on that page that you said you couldn't find have been working, and I tried them with different browsers, and I've been doing it over time to see if there was a problem. Anyway, and I'm wondering if I'm ever going to get back to answer that. I need to do that for you, but that's on air. That's for those of you that may find that. Send me an email. We check it out. If it's like not a problem, I probably may not get back too quickly with all the other demands. But moving on now to the FDA documents. And what is this biological, you know, mass destruction device that they're doing? Is that true? They say it's safe. They say it's effective and all that. Well, safe and effective by what measure is really weight and measure, folks. Don't ever forget that. Constitutional weight and measure has always been important. The founding fathers, if you will, those old dudes, they understood something. We are moving from the principles. I said, if you don't have a principle, you're going to be lost. These people are fast and smart, and they're going to smart, S-M-A-R-T. They're not intelligent, but they're smart, and smart's going to be good enough when you're not even that intelligent. And so we need to use their documents, and we not to use it. Oh yeah, okay, here's the problem. I read it, I see it. Oh, it's a danger. Oh, don't take vaccines. No, you understand this is a coordinated attack. You need to stop. And the same methodology is being used in all. You can start learning how quickly to go through the documentation, and that may form, depending on your action you're taking, may form you synthesize this information very summarily, and you put it forward very quickly, and you don't get lost in trying to get into debates. But here we have the FDA discussion, COVID-19 vaccine safety monitoring in pregnancy. And I found this very interesting. There's got two different styles of the way they use this reference to pregnancy in this COVID-19, and I think this is the Moderna one, if I remember right. Planned activities, identifying the review. This is what they plan to do with this. Identifying the review of the VAERS reports. This is the harm reports. This is the adverse event reports involving COVID-19, vaccination, and pregnancy. And adverse pregnancy outcomes. Next point, vaccine safety data link, VSD. Studies to evaluate COVID-19 vaccine safety in pregnancy, fetal death, and infant outcomes. Now, I'll stop there because I'm going to keep moving. There's tons to see in these documents. They say in the first one, vaccine and pregnancy. That indicates to me it's going to interfere with pregnancy. It also kind of on the outside said, is this thing going to be blending with your genes to cause you to be pregnant? Is this transcription, this transfection that goes on, actually possibly, if you're just wired just right, cause you to be pregnant? That was an interesting observation. But they say and pregnancy. The second one, they say vaccine safety in pregnancy. That's a little after the immaculate conception, isn't it? But they talk about fetal death. And this is a reporting system. May I remind you that they've been telling you this is an experimental. And I think Java doctor reminded me, I always said, I'm going to remember to say that today, Java, didn't I? Experimental vaccine. This is not authorized. We're going to get to that in the documents. The FDA document says it's not authorized for COVID, what they're doing. And they're looking to see the reports for fetal death. Is an experiment, and you and your little ones are the guinea pig. If you don't see that right there, I don't know what to tell you. And if none of you see that, or very few of you see that right here in their own documentation, it's likely why we're going to suffer worse, because no one's really seeing the importance of all this. I'll roll down through this document, and I'm going to get down, I think, through what this thing they're looking for, the VAERS, the database for the adverse events is. And you see a list, and it's a in fine print, two rows on a piece of paper, two pages, I think. Let me just hit a couple of them. And I'm gonna give you a link later for Dr. Vernon Coleman. It's not gonna come up quite yet, but he's the one that lined me into this. As someone emailer sent me, said, look at this. He didn't reference how to find it. He just referenced the list. From what he stated, I found the two documents back up each other from the FDA. And so sometimes you have to look at what you're being told. If you're going to integrate with the information, you may have to go find your own source documents. I do, because we're looking at evidence, right? For some of you all that need it, I want to have it available for you so you can see what's going on. You can print these things out to show people if you have to. And I understand that people are afeared. They are seriously afeared and askeered. And it's not a joke. I say it as a joke. It's not a joke. And people don't get it. And they don't understand. And they think that listening to officials is what they need to do. That's a difficult barrier to go around. But you can present this stuff, possibly be kind to each other, folks. This is one of the problems, because they're not listening. In fact, I'll just say one of the emailers sent me what they're doing. They're going around in their state, and they are passing out the forms for the exemption, since that state, I'm told, are very easy to get an exemption. They're just relieving the pressure on people to have to get the vaccine on top of the scare. And so that's another way to help in the interim while we figure out how to stop the imposition of this. But let me go back to one of the side effects they're looking for in this document relative to this one vaccine. The first thing on the list for the COVID vaccine is the COVID-19 disease. The vaccine harm, serious adverse event for the vaccine is getting COVID-19 disease. The next one in the list is death. The Grim Reaper. Don't fear the Reaper. You pass out, you're okay, honest. Don't fear the Reaper. Death. Vaccination during pregnancy and adverse pregnancy outcomes is third. Julian Barr syndrome, GBS. There's that human papilloma figure coming up. Why here? Other clinical serious neurological adverse events, group AE. I don't know. I want to read it all, but you need to see the list. The point is, for me, I saw that it was the neurological. It's going right to they're agreeing, they're waiting for harm to come to your nervous system. Just as Dr. Kerry Medej stated would be the target because of the technology they're using and the Trojan horse that's been made to allow this unnatural germ-modified organism to get in so the cell can deal with it. Tons of stuff. Seizures, convulsions, strokes, narcolepsy, autoimmune disease. This is the future one. You don't know this is coming down. How many times ago? Arthritis is a form of that, autoimmune. What else? On and on. It's amazing. I lost in just looking at it. Alphabetically organized. They make a list as they go through. I guess I'll stop right here. You need to see the list. You can copy this out, hand it to people. This document has a ton of things that are important to see. I just rolled through and I hadn't seen it before. Phase 3 trials may or may not clarify regarding vaccine efficacy. Pregnant women and children not included in initial trials. And yet they're looking for fetal death as a serious adverse effect, which means they're premeditatedly going to allow women that are pregnant, or be caused to be pregnant, if this is working that way, to go ahead and get this thing that they clearly show right here is not authorized. It's an unauthorized treatment for COVID-19. And we'll get to that. The second paper, similar. They're backing up two different links, two different documents. They show Guillain-Barre syndrome number one. Death is on the second page at the top. It is at the top, but it's on the second. I guess they figured death is not as important as the rest, as the other chart did. And these charts were drafts that were laid up as they built them up. Kawasaki disease, venomous thrombolism. Okay, I'll get that. Acute myocardial infarction. Again, autoimmune disease. It's all similar, if not the same, in a list in the second document that you're going to get. And that you can take two documents. They say, well, this is just, you got this off the internet. I go, yeah, I got both of these off the internet. And it's from, and you put in the FDA government to anybody you want to start to show these things are not something that they necessarily can agree to, regardless of what Authoritas says. And as I have a list, convulsions and seizures and strokes and pregnancy and death are what's been allowed to you. This is, I told you before, they don't care that they're going to hurt you. It's whether or not in stakeholderism, whether or not the risks and benefits are balanced to their definition. Media blackout. Moderna's FDA reports list 13 deaths in vaccine trials, 6 in a vaccine group, 7 in placebo. Here's the same problem, identical problem as the Pfizer grin. How is the placebo more deadly than the vaccine? Can't tell you that we're dealing with the regular saline. And I'll tell you what, if saline is, I don't even want a saline injection. I don't think that's ever happened with a normal dosage of NyQuil. Since this is all about symptoms, because it doesn't cure anything, we'll get to that document. But this is a report. I think Spiro makes this report. He recites the 7 and 6. So I went and I tracked down. In fact, I didn't track it down from his website, even though I think I found his website later. I think I was looking at the Twitter, and so I tracked down this stuff maybe the hard way. I provide the link now that I got to his article, but I went and found the FDA document. We go down to verify serious adverse events, deaths. As of December 3rd, 2020, 13 deaths were reported, 6 vaccines, 7 placebo. And we'll stop there. You can go read. There's tons of information in here that you can use and extract. If you need that, here we have again, more people died of placebo they claim is saline and 6 of the vaccinated. When you look at the numbers, I don't know that I want to be part of this group. They've got 13 people dying no matter what I do. But anyway, this is the same problem. They anticipate death will happen. And we're seeing that it can happen. They try to push it all underneath the carpet, sweep it under the carpet, but the point is that this is the reality. And we'll see now that this is a real reality. This is not just makeup. This is not fear-based stuff. This is the thing that's going on. This is the stuff that's happening. What you need to do is, like I do, you go down and get the documents so you can extract out this stuff, and so you can talk from the authorities. Those that think you've made a violation on YouTube have no brains to understand you're talking within their exception. And so we have another, that's those people that are benefiting from this as well. So we don't expect much from that. Why we really, as a people, need to start wholesaling all of that out and start really focusing on what we need to do to protect ourselves. Promote this broadcast if you think I got anything to say, and don't make an excuse. I understand thumbs up means something. I understand thumbs down means something. If that's the forum, the platform you're on, do it. Make a comment. I try to comment. I may not get to you soon. And sometimes it takes a while to get to me because I'm not really into that. But I get these comments. I try to check out where I can. Respond. Tell people to respond. Have them respond. Have them prove me wrong. Have them prove you wrong. Not as an argument. Say, listen, this is what I found. What have you found different? That's another way to approach it. But moving on to this, healthcare worker hospitalized for serious allergic reaction to coronavirus vaccine. Pfizer admits its side effects, including aches, fevers, and nausea. Well, that's the minimum of it, right? They said that you can die from this thing. You can get all kinds of problems. I just went through the list. It's in the official documents. This report comes showing you that they don't care to be forthcoming. This is not the healthcare workers in the UK. This is after the ones in the UK, and they happened in Alaska. Subsequently to this report, I understand, there's been, I think, 3 more. And so, though some of the people in the liberal side are promoting this as the panacea, I hope you can see by the official documents, it is not. It's not made to cure anything. In fact, you look very carefully, they say, oh, this is not the end of it. You'll still have to mask and social distance and everything else. And nobody anywhere that had the authority to find and certify the infectious agent has to. You're fighting a ghost. War of the Worlds, you're living it. Even if you don't respond and you know that it's a fraud and not responding, They're after your way of life. They're after your government. What you see in the elections is just another part of the style of the attack. A nurse faints while taking a press about getting COVID-19 vaccine. This is a scary moment. A nurse has just received the coronavirus vaccine at a Tennessee hospital, told reporters she is feeling dizzy and then fainted. They just talked about, I'm afraid, pain, like I got shocked and passed out from the pain. I'm fine now. I've heard that no one's seen her since, so I don't know. I don't want to get too much out of the field here, but I don't know that many people have seen her since that day. If she passes out, and I want you to go find that, can't remember if I have that link or not. You can track it down to the video. She passes out, and I was astonished. The white coats, I can't call them doctors, the white coats around her didn't know what to do. That shocked me more than anything else. It wasn't like they're taking her pulse or looking for vapor coming out of her nose. I don't know. What do you do when someone just passes out like that? They were doing nothing. That could be you, too. And so there's a whole lot behind this dynamic going on. Her body did respond, but her passing out kind of gave me a little thought. Maybe they're injecting people to become the mitotic goat, the fainting goat. I tell you, I talked about your little kids, the little kids I keep talking about you put in school and all that, the little goats that you got. Well, you grew up to be big goats. And now they're injecting you with these goat genes that make you mitotic, the ones that faint. And I think we just saw that. So maybe something to offer you. Goat is supposed to be, what, the greatest of all time? The G-O-T, that seems to be posting around. No, I think, what Muhammad Ali, I think, claimed that, didn't he? Anyway, your little goats. The little kids are now fainting from this thing. It's a shock to your system. Don't underestimate that. Whatever the nurse, so-called nurse, the learned one, is not a doctor either, and they don't know anything, responded adversely to that, but that's okay. Doesn't have a concept that interfered with her biological functions to the point that it caused a stress that she passed out, that she passes off as some little pinprick, and then disregards the future that might be having in her body. Do I know that that's happening? I don't know. But I can tell you when I see a list of the types of things the FDA just showed me and I talked to you just summarily about, I have no interest whatsoever. CDC issues new guidelines, launches probe after thousands negatively affected following COVID-19 vaccine. This is an experiment. They utilize a database, and actively so on your phones and all, in order to do the post-observation that's done on a smart process. They're doing the experimentation on the public. And this was okay. This is fine. Thousands of people have been unable to work or perform daily activities and require care from healthcare professionals after getting the new COVID-19 vaccine, according to new data from the Centers for Disease Control, for all of you censors out there. We're reading right from those documents. Moving on. I don't know, folks. I just don't even know what to say. War of the Worlds captured us, and we're still reeling from it, while the Guardians of the Galaxy go up with their space cadets to really focus the Eye of Sauron all over us again, and at warp speed are actually helping this along in us. FDA investigating, which Trump ordered, okay, folks, if you think I'm not finding no blame there. FDA investigating allergic reaction to Pfizer vaccine reported in multiple states. Now, I don't want to read it. This is just the headlines coming out now. Just I suppose now we're going to get the adverse reactions at warp speed. They'll be all diminished. They'll be toned down. Don't underestimate when they say autoimmune disease and fetal death, what might be going on here with people. As not what I say. I just read it. Read it from the FDA document. You can get it on the blogcaster. I give you all this as evidence for you folks, not as an argument, not to promote, not to fear porn. There's a reality out there. I see it as an attack, whether it's military or not. I see us not responding to it. You got the Republic if you can keep it. We didn't, and now we're suffering, and it's going to be permanent. That's all I can say. Dr. Coleman really nails it. Maybe we'll get to that here real shortly. Chicago, as we keep going, now the news coming through. I had to add all these things over onto my tabs after SoundMinds got it, so I apologize. I guess after the fact here, they all came up within minutes of the broadcast. And so you don't have some of this stuff. However, Chicago now. Okay, the news coming out since Thursday. Advocate Codell Medical Center of Libertyville said, for people who received the COVID-19 vaccine experiencing tingling and elevated heart rate shortly after the injection, quote, out of an abundance of caution. Now, I mean, I guess I'll interject. Why didn't they have the abundance of this caution before they rolled this out? Folks, anyway, out of an abundance of caution, we are temporarily pausing vaccinations at Condell, which will allow us to better understand what may have caused these reactions. All right, enough said. We don't need to even move further and more. This is after the fact. They don't care. They don't care you're going to have these. They're actually going to take SMART monitoring of this through that VAERS system to see how well their risk management models worked, because they don't care about hurting some of you. Oh, and you can go into their, if you don't, and this is another problem, you can go into their compensation program, which is like impossible to prove the way they got it set up. And you heard the other doctor talk about how criminal it was, as we all would know, and we can prove if any of us that look in legal process and the standard of the burdens that happened, that you're having to make a claim within a year. And so we're back to that two-year thing that Gates said, well, why would we want to look down the road at 2 years? They even made your statutory limitations within the year, not the 2 years. The government doesn't want you to see that. And you won't have a right to claim after that either. And so let me see if I can play this out. Here's what will happen next. Now we're moving on. All this stuff, this disaster, human, man-made disaster caused on us, and we don't stop it. I've explained how to start stopping. I've given you a number of avenues. In fact, I've just developed for somebody two more that came in the news. Actually, something else came up within a case. I actually can bring up the ADA, the Americans with Disability Act, as a mass disability that we now have proof it literally causes trouble. And so once you get involved in this thing, you keep your mind open as to the opportunities, your weapons and your ammunition grow. And so all we need is the people to stand up for themselves, the people to respond to this usurpation, this attack, this internalized cancer that's now coming boiling up to the surface. We can see it all. And every tool sits right there in the black and white to start working with it. Let me see if I can get this to play 4 minutes of Dr. Coleman. The opening statement was just what I've been saying. He says it better than I do. He's a very good writer, and he's got a nice delivery. He's an Englishman, old man in a chair, for those of you who haven't heard. I don't follow too much of his stuff, although I'm sent, I guess, enough links to watch periodically. That this one I appreciated. Let me see if I can play this for you. To listen to the first 4 minutes of this, and then we'll go on to this.
There's a commonly held misconception that progress is always a good thing and that change is invariably for the better. What happened in the year 2020 is proof, if proof be needed, that this is not always true. And these changes, we should note, are neither progressive nor temporary. They're regressive, and unless we have the strength and the determination to oppose them, they will be permanent. We're all accustomed to the vicissitudes of life, the unexpected hazards which feel as leaving as if someone has dropped a 2-ton weight on our head, or, as P.G. Woodhouse might have put it, socked us on the back of the neck with a stuffed eel skin. Bad things happen, and just as light bulbs always go at the most inconvenient moment, we've turned on the light, so inevitably it's inconvenient, so the dramas which punctuate our lives invariably arrive when we're busy with something else. But that was then, and this is now. The vicissitudes which destroyed 2020 were not accidental or God-given. They were deliberately manufactured by people whose evil is greater than that of any others in history. We have been bullied, lied to, manipulated, and threatened by people who are, in my opinion, the most crooked and contemptible human beings in history. The architects of the false plague of 2020 are truly the most wicked people, and those who've supported and protected the hoax are also guilty of the greatest of crimes. Their well-documented, cold-blooded aim is to deliberately diminish the quality, value, and meaning and sanctity of human life. Not content with taking control of every aspect of our lives, they want to take our freedom, our democracy, and our right to free speech. And they also want to steal our souls. This is the Great Reset, the new normal, the new world order of which Prince Charles and others speak with such enthusiasm. The collaborators, the ordinary men and women who've obeyed the indefensible and the unsupportable, must also take their share of the blame. I was just following orders. Was no defence at Nuremberg, and it will be no defence when the doctors, nurses, policemen, administrators and others stand trial for their part in the global genocide caused by lockdowns and so on. The awful thing is that although 2020 was bad, 2021 will be far worse. They've a long way to go before they've finished with us, and there'll be a good deal more of what my friend Dr. Colin M. Barron calls death porn propaganda. The first thing is that they will blame Christmas for a host of new laws, and they're going to blame us, of course. They're going to say we disobeyed the rules, we were bad, selfish, evil people, we talked and we met with friends and relatives. They'll tell us that the tests are showing more cases of COVID-19. They'll try and scare us with graphs showing that the deaths are soaring. Witte, Valance and Ferguson, the Three Stooges, will be using their version of mathematics to prove that death now waits around the corner. Witte will produce graphs showing how many grannies have been killed by thoughtless small children. There'll be powerful warnings about third, fourth and fifth waves. Funny, isn't it, that the miserable Witte never tells us how many grannies were killed when the government told doctors to withhold medical treatment from old folk? The government doesn't like us killing grannies because that's their job. And why so sexist, by the way? Don't they care about granddads? What they won't admit, of course, is that the increased death rate will be due to the masks and the experimental vaccine rather than any disease. There'll be a rising epidemic of bacterial pneumonia caused by the masks, but they'll blame those cases of pneumonia on the alleged COVID-19 virus. They'll tell us we have to be punished for our own good, of course. This is a battle between good and evil, and it's a battle to the death. I don't want to live in a world they've got planned for us, and I doubt if any sentient, thoughtful individual would want to. So what are they going to do? Well, some things are pretty obvious. The entire mass media will continue to betray us. The BBC and other mainstream media outlets will continue to smear, to deny and to obfuscate. Good heavens, what a scandalous array of traitors and COVID cultists. Some of the commercial status presenters will soon be crooked enough to work for the BBC. None of the so-called journalists at these stations would recognise the truth if it bit them on the leg. The propaganda is endless. They're now using the term face coverings instead of masks because they've found people find it less scary. They're talking about killing granny, never granddad, because people tend to see grannies as vulnerable and lovable. They even use capital letters when they write the word COVID. You never see the word influenza, malaria, spelt out in capitals, do you? So what'll happen next year? First, there'll be tougher lockdowns and tougher tiers. The police will prevent us from moving from one area to another. The punishments for breaking the lockdowns will be more severe. Take some groceries to granny, then you'll go to prison or face a £20,000 fine. Second, in countries such as the UK, where it currently isn't necessary, they'll tell us we have to wear masks out of doors, and that'll be easy for them to police. Special mask police will patrol the streets. There'll be on-the-spot fines and bigger court fines for repeat offenders. Third, we'll have to produce a certificate of testing before we're allowed into the supermarket or the post office. Certificates will have to be kept on a special app on your phone. If you don't have a phone with an app, you won't be allowed into shops. Fourth, the rules about travel will be tighter. Wearing a mask won't be enough. Air travellers already need a certificate to show they've been tested and aren't infected. But soon, if you want to go into a bus station or a railway station, you'll need a certificate signed by a doctor proving that you've been tested and found free of whatever it is the test tests for. Certificates will be sent by a doctor to the app on your phone, and you'll probably be charged a big fat fee every time. Fifth, they'll make us wear masks in our own homes if we have visitors. How will they check? Well, it could be routine door-to-door checks. Or maybe they'll make us leave our phones switched on with the appropriate app in place. And don't forget, many modern TV sets and other pieces of equipment are capable of filming and recording us in our own homes. 6. The clampdown on demonstrations will be hotted up. People organizing demonstrations will go to prison. People attending them will be heavily fined. They want to push us into civil unrest so that they can bring in martial law. The police will be made redundant, with just a few kept and sent back to parking duties. The military will be in charge, complete with rubber bullets, real bullets, and all the rest of the lethal toys. The police have treated the public so badly that most people won't care. The police have played right into the hands of the globalists, those people who want a global reset. 7th, you won't be allowed to go into a shop, any shop, without giving your ID. 8th, the suppression of the truth will be even more intense. At the moment, they claim that anti-vaxxers are dangerous because they suppress government and WHO advice on vaccines. How are we doing that, I wonder? I have no control whatsoever over the BBC, the mainstream media, or government advisers. It's governments which suppress and control. They call us anti-vaxxers and pseudoscientists and conspiracy theorists because we discuss the science and because we want to expose the truth. It's the pro-vaxxers who lie and deceive and cheat, and so they gaslight. They accuse us of doing the terrible things of which they are guilty. The pro-vaxxers are ignorant and malignant and obsessed. They're blind to the truth and very, very dangerous. 10 years ago, I wrote a book entitled, "Anyone Who Tells Us Vaccines Are Safe and Effective Is Lying." Thank you, by the way, to David Scott, Northern Exposure correspondent of the UK Column, for mentioning the book the other day. Much appreciated. As a result of writing that book, I get lied about, demonized, and abused. But they won't debate with me. I frequently challenge government-employed doctors to debate vaccination with me, but they refuse. No mainstream radio or TV presenter dares to debate with me. Not because they'll lose the argument, which they know they will, but because they fear they'll lose their jobs for daring to shine a little light on the truth. They're all cowards. It's odd, isn't it? They accuse me of being a pseudoscientist, but they won't debate with me and defend their version of science against my version of science, which is the truth. 9th, they will clamp down still further on the internet. Already they've persuaded the big players on the internet to remove any truthful material about vaccines or COVID-19. Soon they'll start removing everything that isn't pure pro-propaganda, and the entire internet will begin to look and sound like the BBC. If that doesn't work, they'll just start killing off dissenting voices. 10th, they'll continue to cull the elderly, the sick, and the disabled. The deaths will be blamed on the imaginary plague, and in the UK, Doris and Madge will persist in creating and promoting their imaginary world of terror. Fear will be enhanced and will be held to blame for every death. 11th, schools will be shut for longer and longer periods. Teachers have proved themselves to be as lazy as they are, stupid as they are, cowardly, and I'm expecting lots of school closures. Teachers will, as usual, be too lazy to bother teaching classes on the internet. 12th, the NHS will continue to be unfit for purpose. Death rates will soar as people who've been denied tests, surgery, and essential treatment will die of cancer or heart disease. There have been hospital departments, which have been shut for virtually the whole of 2020. The rising death rate will, of course, be blamed on COVID-19. In the future, the obese will be denied treatment, and so will those who drink too much or who smoke. If this all sounds horrendous, then it will be. And that's just the beginning. They've got worse, far worse, planned for us in the later part of 2021. The world you thought you knew is going to change beyond comprehension. And unless you help fight the evil, then we will lose. We will lose everything we hold dear. Make no mistake about it, we're up against the most evil people in the history of mankind. Genghis Khan, Attila the Hun, and Adolf Hitler were jovial little playmates compared to the people who are determined to control our world, our bodies, our minds, and our souls. I'll leave you with one thought about the vaccine. It's pretty well agreed that the new experimental vaccine could cause a lot of deaths and serious illnesses. It was never tested on the elderly, and yet it's now being given to the over 80s. I believe anything could happen. Speaking on the Richie Allen radio show the other day, and my telephone was cut off just as I was about to join the program, not the first time. I pointed out that there's one easy way to find out just how dangerous the new vaccine really is. You take all the details of 20,000 people or so who have been given the vaccine, and you make a list of all the illnesses they develop in a fixed period. You also make a note of how many died. At the same time, you take all the details of 20,000 people in the same age group who haven't been given the vaccine, and you make a list of what illnesses they developed. You also make a list of how many died. And then after 3, 6, 9, 12 months, you compare the two lists. You then know exactly how dangerous the vaccine really is. It's simple research, it would cost peanuts, and I bet you they don't do it. Thank you for watching An Old Man in a Chair, and thank you for all your support, encouragement and kind comments, which are much appreciated. Thanks also to Mohammed Butt and Brand New Tube for allowing me to deliver the truth in a world where censorship is rapidly becoming the norm.
So he asked, this is Dr. Vernon Coleman, vernoncoleman.com, here's what will happen next. He's letting us know in the future. I have no qualms about putting this on. In fact, it was a lot more than 5 minutes. I think he has a very powerful statement to make, and he says exactly what I've been saying. This thing is going to change us, and we'll never recognize it in this place again. And we have to step up. He explains what's on the horizon. Listen very carefully if some of that isn't happening. And here's what the news was last night, after 2 days or so after that video. Italy, Austria, Belgium, and Netherlands ban UK flights over new COVID strain fears. This is the time, remember, the Biodiversity Convention and GMOs, this is the time of endless disease. Endless disease. They can fabricate and model anything and create a story, War of the Worlds story, that you all are going to believe. And the only way to stop it is one of the ways, the most powerful ways I've found, is you go into your local jurisdictions and you hit the local official for the fraud and the treason within the state that they're doing, to not simply enforce what the legislature has already placed in as the due process that sits there to protect you, and partly also focus the delegation of authority on a particular someone in particular. We heard from the Portuguese court that particular one is a patient, and that patient, that's the doctor of which, has always got the jurisdiction, authority, and the liability to. The public health officials have nothing more than a cursory view over to try and find out how they're going to anticipate it. Now, if the doctor has been told what he tells, that's a fraud as well. Anyway, moving on to here. What Dr. Coleman was already talking about, what the future is already happening. They're now going to stop the flights over a new strain. This was predicted in that lawsuit, the Tennessee lawsuit, tntrafficticket.us, David Tulis. Go read that. Talks about the endless emerging diseases. Okay? This is it. We're seeing it right here. As I, again, appreciate Dr. Coleman, the old man in the chair. Really appreciate his insight. I want to point out, so he says all that, UK's, all these countries are doing this based on the UK flights, that the UK has been found a new strain. But we have to wonder why, because now also pops up in my Twitter, and thank you for whoever put this there, and that, whatever that account was, Advisory Committee on Dangerous Pathogens. I've tracked down it's not an official document it looks like an official document from not an official source, but you can get it to see it. Classification of COVID-19 as an HCID. I'm in a writing as a chair of the Advisory Committee on Dangerous Pathogens, ACDP. The committee discussed today the classification of COVID-19 as a high-consequence infectious disease. The unanimous view on the committee was that this infection should not be classified as an HCID, and this letter was issued March 13 of 2020. Now, that's not good enough. We've got to have evidence. Move along, and I found the meeting minutes for that. The gentleman, the chair that authors that, is the chair listed on the meeting minutes available as a draft, and I moved over. That's not good enough. I went to the UK, typed in some of the words. I didn't know, but folks, I don't know this stuff. I just track it down. DuckDuckGo is a great tool. The internet is a wonderful thing at this point for this stuff. I just put in a couple words. I found the UK government, now I have the official acknowledgement that happens a few days after that. High consequence infectious diseases, status of COVID-19. As of 19 March 2020, COVID-19 is no longer considered to be a high consequence infectious disease in the UK. So what is this overblown nonsense happening through these other countries? Is this agenda pushing forward and beyond reason and science and whatever all, just giving you the War of the Worlds treatment? There is no action here. Officially, what is Boris Yeltsin Johnson doing over there in the UK? I don't know, but no one brings this up. It is really kind of fascinating. And then I give you another link. You'll get another link to show you that this was also in an extensive discussion relative to what's going on in COVID. Your alternative updated COVID-19, 29-10, insanity strikes again, fraud, medical malpractice, domestic terrorism, go down to 2.4. PHE was told by ACDP that COVID-19 was not high consequence, showing us that same website from the UK, official website from the UK. I just throw that in there, show you that there's people that have already had this information, and if we could just pull together and have databases of our own, you would see that there's no cause. Now, I don't even know if this would be usable to anybody in the United States of America, but this stuff is available in all kinds of places. So in the UK, I don't know what you're feeling all locked down for. And this is not the beginning and the end of it. This is just starting the lineage of proof. They never identified the infectious agent they're telling you that they have to shut down countries for. What did Dr. Coleman identify? What have I identified? It's right there written down what's happening. It's not hard to see. And then we see now what is coming. What is his concern? What has been my concern? I told you this was going to happen. It starts incrementally, and if you don't stop it, they get the next a bit. And now they have these federal agencies coming out to impose wrongly, as from my analysis, the condition on your employment. If you don't think they're coming after you, here it is. Employers can't listen carefully, folks. This doesn't stop here at the employment, the master-slave relationship. This is moving on. The methodology is going to be going in every subject matter of your life. Employers can bar unvaccinated employees from the workplace, EEOC says. With the first doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine now being administered in the United States, the federal government is giving employers around the country the green light to require immunization for most workers. In general, the companies have a legal right to mandate the employees get the COVID-19 shot, the Equal Opportunity Commission said Wednesday. More specifically, you got to listen very carefully to this quote. Employers are entitled and required to ensure a safe workplace in which, quote, an individual shall not pose a direct threat to the health and safety of individuals in the workplace, close quote. That can mean a company requiring its workforce to be vaccinated. The Americans with Disability Act, an employer's ability to require workers to get a medical examination is the question, but the EEOC says the latest guideline clarifies that getting vaccinated does not constitute a medical exam. Let's go look at that. Let's go look at the documentation. First of all, does the EEOC have an authority to discuss your private medical care? Do they have jurisdiction to tell a state employee about a federal thing unless you now find out all your employment is federal? It's all in commerce, so there's a connection there. But is the question properly made? Who is the threat? Everybody presumed guilty? Or is it only supposed to be as your local state law provides, is the patient? And they're now telegraphing that all of you master slave people, your slaves that are in that master-slave relationship called employment, are now going to be cared for underneath as a patient by your employer. And so when you start going through this, you start to realize that they've got this thing on its head again, and they're wrongful people in the wrongful places, and if you stay crickets, your job is going to be gone, or you're getting that vaccine. I don't care what any of you say, unless you get a word in your mouth how to challenge this more correctly. Some of you already have contacted me about labor relations. So I know it's happened. This has been happening for a couple months, folks, not just this. But I wrote a tweet, and it's going to guide what I'm going to say here, just to highlight a couple things. This was a title in the document that I'm going to give you a list, the link to, and right in there it says it counters everything the EEOC just presented. They also go to say in that article, when you read the article, that you have only a religious exemption. That's not what the FDA says based on these Pfizer, the caregiver fact sheet. You are being, as a tweet, you are being offered the Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine, the title to the document with a link. What is the Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine? Quote, folks, listen very carefully what I was saying earlier. It is an unapproved vaccine that may prevent COVID-19. There is no FDA-approved vaccine to prevent COVID-19. Your choice to receive or not to receive does not meet what the EOC just said to the public, to employers, to give them license. The EEOC essentially legislated this rule without Title V due process to tell and give supposed license to local state businesses to violate their local law on top of that, to not even do what the FDA said in their own document. And so first, and I just highlighted this for, I don't have much space to tweet, you see it may prevent, but we know that it doesn't prevent by their own documentation, and that it is no vaccine to prevent COVID-19. So how are you then protecting all your workers when you give them, and you saw the, I told you, you've got the evidence for those of you that need it, I put it in this broadcast, it says that the vaccine, an adverse event is you get the symptoms of COVID-19. You notice they didn't say SARS-CoV-2. Don't miss that little one. Okay, let me go to the fact sheet. It says right off top, you get it. You can see it for yourself. You are being offered, okay, don't miss the point here. You're offered this thing, and they come out with a fraud in the first instance by this statement. You are being offered the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine to prevent coronavirus disease 2019, COVID-19, caused by SARS-CoV-2. That's a fraudulent statement. By its own text, it's fraudulent, and then when we know that symptoms, there's nothing to stop, and it's not been proven that SARS-CoV-2 cannot show this, then we realize that's a fraudulent statement. Everything in this is going to be a fraudulent notice as far as actually a lawful notice to you, but it tells us things, and you need to get this little piece of paper, pamphlet, the link to get it, copy it out, and then you need to use this as your stack of information to start educating ignorant local businesses that thinks that EEOC has any authority whatsoever. If we had all the people that I would hope we would have had by now, we could attack all these agencies. We could attack all of this and show all the fraud and all the power the federal government doesn't have over this. And they admit that this thing, they'll have symptoms of fever and chills and cough and shortness of breath and fatigue and muscle, stuffy headache, vomit, diarrhea, just like COVID symptoms, right? It's giving you. They say, they admit here again, they concur with the other FDA paper. This is the fact sheet for recipients and caregivers. This is the document your employer is now using over you. But who has the authority? It's your medical doctor. It says right in this document that your care will not be interfered with if you do not take this. And yet now the EEOC is saying that your employer is your doctor, essentially, that can mandate this beyond your consent, your choice. And so if you don't get these documents that are written and you don't see right here, and this is a six-page document, you may be able to high-grade it in summary, and you can see what's going on. They go through and they tell you that you have certain things that you can be utilizing. They have the quotes you can use. This is not based in restriction of religion. It has to be strictly on your choice, and your medical care is not prejudiced. And then the question is, since when is your employer your doctor, and did they get a note from your doctor? And then you don't tell them who that is, unless you had to tell them. And then you make sure that you're with someone that's going to give the truth back to them, that you have not been tested for what? All the things you'll see in this document that you're not supposed to be, that you shouldn't be available to, like allergic reactions, like being pregnant, or whatever all else they're throwing on you. And then you still have choice. This is not to be implemented like they're saying. And yet you see a federal agency promoting this contrary to law, and I'm hearing crickets. I'm hearing people that don't understand even how to address this, and it's strictly on its face what's going on. There is no support for the impositions that they're doing. Where are the business owners? See, they want an easy out. Our American business owners are going to capitulate because they're giving in to the tyrant and the oppressor, and no one said anything. They won't do what Dr. Coleman knows we have to do, stand up and stop this problem. Because it's bringing in fascism, you become an accessory to criminalism, the stakeholderism that we talk about, through the world agenda coming in and not being stopped even by the federal government. So here again, I told you Trump may have gotten rid of climate change. He didn't stop this underlying thing that works till today, and it's also in your system like a cancer. This is all the same method. When I look at this, I see the same method. What else is coming to us? You think it's only in the United States of America? Ontario? You see it starting to come. You start to see it up there, I'm sure. Everywhere, folks. It's everywhere. Just more examples of this. This is an Ontario Minister of Health pretends to get the flu shot on 2019. You look at the theatrics around what these flu shots are about. This is this 2019. But you see that the setup that's going on, the theater, the stage that they're playing, you're playing you on, they're duping you with. Watch that. Why is that important? Because while they're fabricating all this, Quebec City says it will isolate uncooperative citizens in secret corona facility. If I just take this on surface authority, surface value, what it says is what it is. Authorities in Quebec will be doing this during a press conference. Dr. Jacques Girard, who heads the Quebec City Public Health Authority, drew attention to a case where patrons at a bar were ordered to wait until their COVID-19 tests come back, but disregarded the command and left the premises before the results that came back. This led to them being deemed uncooperative and forcibly interned in a quarantine facility. Quote, we may isolate someone for 14 days, Girard said during the press conference, and it is what we did this morning, forced a person to cooperate with an investigation, and the police cooperation was exceptional. And yet, you didn't step up and say, wait, I'm not a patient. And your authority's under patients. This has to be the same. It's the same wherever rule law and democracy, the brand of treason, rules. It's the same. And I don't hear any this official saying there's any limitation. This is exactly the reflection you're going to be facing when you go to address this. They have no, there's not any law or duty that they are obligated to. Not even the one that allows them, would allow them to even do this if they did it right, is the other problem. When they circumvent that, they also show they invalidate their own authority. But here it is. It's up in Quebec. It's coming through the French Quarter, right? Canucastinians, you can help me out there. This is already coming in, already happening, and no one is saying anything to right the ship, if you will. This is permanent. As you see, no one responds. That's why it's going to be permanent. Then moving into this other thing, what are we doing in response? I've been offering, this is why I've been talking about these things, I've been offering what to do in response. Everybody doesn't quite understand what they're doing, and they want to do, oh, well, let's protest. That's not rejection, folks. That's not doing what you have to do. Oh, let's get some lawmaker to make more laws. Let's us and them. Let's keep the liberals of California out of our state. Instead of simply going to the existing paragraph in their communicable disease law and demanding evidence of compliance from the local official or the governor or whomever, or one or the other, or however you want to approach it. And instead of doing that, they'd rather make a whole lot of extra, more laws that they're, again, not going to follow because they're not following the first one. But then they also don't add the things they need to add. So I found an opportunity to tell a representative in Florida, no one listens. Intellectual right wants to think they're so sharp and smart, don't have a clue. I got no response on this, but of breathing, because it was Anthony Sabatini, and I appreciate that they're there to fight, but what, you going to fight shadows from your cave? Of breathing, he's talking about being able to breathe and this and that on a legislation he's going to propose. I said, given there's no test, there is no test, hashtag, why haven't you, this representative, enjoined COVID orders for fraud, statutory breach, failure to identify the infectious agent, and maybe add to your bill that shall be a felony absent informed consent or found legitimate local contagious principle. Why don't they institute and empower the existing law as legislation if you're going to make more law? Why not focus the attention on the things that need to be doing? I say break the lockdown. I feel, without anybody else responding in the last 10, 11, 12 months, whatever it's been, to counter what I'm saying, this is a very viable and very pointed place to hit. We need to enforce the laws that exist. Not even the representatives want to, and all the intellectuals that want to say they know what's going on, that want to promote that they know what's happening, none of them will want to take the proper steps. Oh, we're going to be protesters, we're going to be activists, we're going to go walk around the streets and do whatever we're going to do. No one takes the simple, I say no one, not the ones that you are doing. Most of these people don't take the most simple. Take all that organized group of people and each one go in and demand the results of the test, the compliance with that law. Nobody. No, let's make more laws that we're not going to enforce so that we can feel good about ourselves. I said also, if people don't take proper private action, I've said this long before, I guess, consistent with Dr. Coleman's statement. I don't remember now the time I did. Oh, it says here December 13th, just a week ago, I guess. If people don't take private action as to fraud 19 controls, such as prosecuting writ of habeas corpus for fraud, failure of local official to obey law and determine the infectious agent because there is no test, there will be left no American exceptionalism to a man or woman. Pre-echoing what Dr. Coleman says. Speaking to Thomas Wood, saying, promoting American exceptionalism. We're not going to be exceptional if we don't keep the republic, and that was supposed to be kept a certain way, and it was a threat to us. It was a promise that it was going to be stolen from us. It took them all these years to encroach in different ways, and they're about got it. It will be permanent if we don't respond. So behind the woodshed, I haven't just been telling you fairy tales. I have been attempting to show you how they're coming at us, all the tricks in the trade that they've been pulling, and there's not that many of them, and how to defeat them in the immediate sense. And the problem is the momentum of the corruption so long, it takes a little while longer. That gets sped up when we have more shoulders coming to right the wagon back on the road we were supposed to be going. And until we have that, I just can't echo Dr. Coleman's statement, even if I pre-echoed it here. It takes us to do the proper thing, step up, and stop this thing that's changing our society for things that is unmanageable and may be starting to be seen in another year yet. So we can keep being crickets, but we're going to have to really figure out what the guy behind the woodshed hasn't been so crazy. The methodologies are at least a start if we don't find something better as we start going, and we really do need to step up more than make whatever excuse keeps us. You're not going to have your jobs, folks. They have, what I can tell, no authority. I could have went through a longer discussion, which I was thinking to do, regarding that employment, how you respond. But I gave you enough of the nugget there. You should be able to start to develop more. There's no jurisdiction in what they did. There's no authority, and it violates state law, and it violates your rights, and it violates, more importantly, the FDA guidance. And if nobody can take the simple effort to go copy that and make a simple letter, how are you able to do that? Hit the EEOC, CC to your local employer or whomever, local official, and say, how is this even possible they can do this? Get other people involved and give people an idea they have a protection. Then maybe we can start to go back. Thank you, Grimner, for what you do at reallibertymedia.com and the Blogcaster and all the links that we'll provide for you folks and everybody at BitChute, thank you, and Minds and all everything else, everybody else, and Normalization of Ignorance and Sound Minds for what you do. And anybody that I don't know that's promoting, and UCY TV, thank you very much for being the ghost of the machine. I'll be with you next week. Tech diffs, or nature willing.
Well, that's another lesson. I hope with today's information you can take it to those that misbehave. From behind the woodshed, leaving his mark on the beast, this is Hal Anthony. Till next time, journey with purpose.
opening up a can of whoop-ass feels like.
Son, you just opened a whole case of whoop-ass.